Blog Talk Radio.
Network, D Slate in the building. You already know what time it is. Celebrity Thursday. We are back. Celebrity Thursday. Me and my solid team, me and my family, we're back in full effect once again for another lovely Thursday right here. It is June 13th, 2013. Yes, the people, your people are back. And we're getting it in tonight for Celebrity Thursday. D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK, my family is back. We're in Celebrity Thursday. Now, tonight on Celebrity Thursday, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk to the hit 90s R&B group Soul For Real tonight on Celebrity Thursday. Now, I was told that in Atlanta right now they're suffering from some extremely severe thunderstorms and they got a few power outages, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to the brothers tonight. I know they're going through a couple of serious thunderstorms right now out there in Atlanta. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to them tonight and see what's going on with them, as well as debut their new single tonight on the show, Can't Leave You Alone. So if we don't talk to them, but, you know, definitely we'll still get give you guys an opportunity to hear their new single. And but hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him. But we in full effect, Celebrity Thursday, D Hour Radio Network. Tune into the network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know what we're going to be talking about, because it goes down all the time. The Orville Redenbacher Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. I got to say, if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, even a gospel artist, you like and poet, business owner, model, whatever the case may be, you like to be showcased on the D Hour Radio Network, you would like to have an interview with us, you would like us to play your music, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube in it. And also, we on Instagram. Yes, we on Instagram. We on Instagram as well. So definitely make sure you guys check us out, look us up, as well as all the other internet entities. We will definitely get back to you guys. So if you want to get down with us, hit us up. As well as if you have a small business, if you have a business you would like for us to advertise your website or your business on our network, definitely hit us up again. thehourshow@gmail.com. We have some of the most incredible rates, you know, for advertisements, so definitely hit us up for that. Tonight, again, the brothers from Candy Rain, you know, we'll hopefully get a chance to talk to them tonight and see what's going on with them and what's been happening with them for over the years and, you know, how those young brothers have been doing. I got my fam in the building, Miss Fabulous. How are you?
They are doing well. Thank you for asking, D. Slate. Welcome back to our radio network. Happy anniversary. And to CJ in the building, my brother, how are you doing? I'm very ecstatic, very ecstatic. Got a lot of positive things occurring in the month of June. And I'll talk a little bit about that more in greater detail. But most importantly, it is Father's Day pre-weekend. So to all the fathers, to include D. Slate and CK, and to all of our listening audience, if you're a father, or if you're a mentor, uncle, grandfather, you just made an impression. If you're a strong male, thank you, thank you, thank you for that, because without that, I would not be me.
Well, I appreciate that, Miss Fabulous. Thank you.
Wow, all the dramatic.
Yeah, I had to go to the deep voice on it. You know, she said every time that I had to go to the father voice on it, the dad voice. You know, I had to go to
right,
that
right.
One, you know. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
CK, my brother, what's going on?
What's going on, D-Slay? What's going on, Mr. Travis? Happy anniversary to y'all on three wonderful years. So let's give it up, Julius. So, good to be back home on Thursday night. You know, Thursday night is very empty.
I know.
So how's everybody doing?
We good, bro. I'm glad you guys, you know, put it out there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is the D-Hour Radio Network's anniversary. June is our anniversary month, and we'll be celebrating it all month, as well as Black Music Month as well. So it's the perfect time to have our anniversary during Black Music Month. But it is the D-Hour Radio Network's anniversary, 3 years strong and 3 years you know, incredible 3 years, the most incredible 3 years of my life. And, again, I say I have one of the most incredible radio network family and team to ever grace radio. And I'm blessed to have these people in my corner and working with them all the time. And it's been the most incredible 3 years of my life. And I'd like to say thank you to my fam. And my peeps of the D-Hour Radio Network, man. It's been an incredible ride, and we're just going to keep going strong into the future. So happy anniversary to the D-Hour Radio Network.
That's right.
And before I play a couple of hits real quick, we got some things. You know, some many things have happened. You know, happened in the month of May, and things have been happening so far in June. I definitely got some stuff to talk about tonight. I don't know what's going on with these fast food restaurants, but some people that lost their damn minds in some of these restaurants, and if they keep posting these old disgusting pictures of things that employees are doing in these restaurants, a lot of these restaurants is going to be losing tons and tons of business, and people are going to be staying their asses at home cooking home-cooked meals, you know. So real talk, fast food joints, you need to get your employees in check, because they out there on some real nasty business, and we'll definitely be talking about that. It's some crazy nonsense going on with Kim Ye, they like to call them. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian got some crazy nonsense going on. We're going to be talking about that. CK's music theory tonight. Miss Fabulous News. Oh, it's going down tonight on Celebrity Thursday, D-Hour Radio Network. Also, D. Slate blowing the dust off of them double play tonight. He's blowing the dust off of them for the double play tonight. These slaves, old school double plays, getting it in for you guys tonight as well. And got some hot music, some great music, as well as debuting Soul for Real's new single, Can't Leave You Alone, tonight as well on the DL Radio Network. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK, we're getting it in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Got a couple of hits for you. Hopefully, when we come back, hopefully, we'll be getting it in with the Brothers of Soul for Real. Right now, here they are with their hit single, Candy Rain. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Can we go thrift shopping?
What? Another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock them. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. Call that, getting swindled and pimped. Call that, getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
I'm
gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Right.
I look incredible.
Now come on, man.
I'm in this big coat
from
that thrift shop down the
Let's
road.
Go,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Is that your grandma's?
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? make a fashion statement, and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Celebrity Thursday, Diva Radio Network, getting it in for the fittings, playing the hits. You already know how we do it, playing off some all of your favorite music. That was Macklemore with Thrift Shop. Before that was Soul For Real with the hit single Candy Rain. Right now, we're still waiting for the brothers to try to get an opportunity to call in and talk to us tonight. Hopefully, they'll get a chance to do that. But if not, we'll definitely get a chance to set it up with them again. Again, Atlanta's going through some really severe thunderstorms right now. They got some power outages and some things going out there, some bad weather going on out there right now. So hopefully they'll get a chance to call in tonight. But if not, like I said, we'll definitely get a chance to talk to them. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, while we are waiting for that, it's always so lovely. It's always so magnificent to listen to such, so many things are going on out there in the world. And you know, a lot of the news that's coming out, around, the entertainment world and so many different things. Sometimes we look at it as being, oh man, that's sad, or that's magnificent, or that's ridiculous, or that's those words may not fit how we feel about the news that we report here on the DL Radio Network. We just call it the fabulous news with Miss Fabulous.
That was kind of a laugh of a sinister. I mean, I had to put some excitement into my, presentation, should I say. But thank you for the very lovely, for the very fabulous introduction to my boss, the owner-operator of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. And before I, move forward, I wanted to just say kudos and congratulations to you. Your daughter graduated from high school. Is that not correct?
Oh, yeah, she graduated from, oh, my goodness, sometimes I don't like to think about it too much because dads always want their little girls to remain little girls, but she's getting older and, she's going to be 14 and she just graduated from eighth grade and she's going to high school, so now the drama begins. The real drama begins because now she's going into high school, and now it begins. And I try to spend as much time with her as I can because after a while, she's not going to want to spend no time with me because, that's what happens when they get older. It goes from, hey, daddy, hey, dad, to, yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? It goes from there to that. You know what I'm saying? It goes from hugs to slapping fives or slapping fives to just nodding their head at you. They just nod their head at you. Yeah, what's good, man? What's going on? You cook some food? You bought something for me? Well, I ain't trying to talk to you right now. That's pretty much, what I'm saying? That's pretty much the whole attitude, when they get into that teenage phase. They don't want to be bothered with you. They want to be hanging out with their friends and doing all sorts of, silly teenage nonsense. Like sagging their pants, wearing print pants, and walking around with mohawks and all kinds of crazy looking stuff. I don't know what these kids are thinking about these days. Sagging your pants and animal print pants and mohawks. I mean, where do we go? I mean, what happened to the real fashion? What happened to the real style?
Right. How can we compete with that? Right.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, once again, happy Promotions Day and graduation from your daughter being in the eighth grade to a new milestone in her life. I'm going as a rising freshman in high school next year. So from the D-Hour Show Radio Network, her family, her radio auntie and radio uncle, I'm going to say congratulations, and we're very, very proud of her. Definitely. Yeah. And to our listening audience all over the United States and abroad, if you've had a graduate of college or, you know, high school, because we haven't been on the air for Celebrity Thursdays in quite some time. We took a short hiatus, but however, we are back like Jerry Curls. We are back like Political Scandals. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Nonetheless, you know, I have to digress and be honest about my right at all times because I'm what fabulous I can. So for that merit, we want you to call in for our dads and grads shout outs. You can definitely do that at 718-766-4553. Gets you in to our live lines. That number once again is 718-766-4553. Give a shout out to your dad, someone's made a difference in your life, to your grads.
You
want to hear your beautiful and handsome strong voices on tonight, because hey, if you don't speak up or congratulate someone, hey, they may not get that. That may be the only difference because of you. We're going to go ahead and move forward, if you will, with the fabulous news. I'm so emphatically excited on tonight. Tonight, 13th of June, 2013, we are celebrating National Kitchen Klutz of America Day. That would not be me because, you know what, I got hips and lips and thicks and all that great stuff, so I can burn. Burn like Usher. I can burn, you know, like beans don't fry in the kitchen. Cook, so that would not be impliable to me.
Now,
per se.
Did you say kitchen klutz?
Yeah, let me clear my throat, okay? Let me say it again.
What?
National Kitchen Klutz of America Day. That is correct.
Wow.
You know who I'm talking about. You're probably looking at the radio right now, pointing your finger at yourself, saying, yep, Miss Fabulous and the D-Hour Show Radio Network, they are talking about me. Okay.
You know,
I've
been a kitchen klutz myself every now and then. Like, if I'm in the kitchen and some family is over and they say, hey, can I get a slice of pizza? And it's the last slice. I said, oh, sure, you can have the last slice. And while I'm on the way taking it to them, I slip and fall in the kitchen and the pizza go in my mouth. I don't know how that happens. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, I can be
a plus sometimes.
That's
like the people diet. You know? Like the people diet. You see food, right, and you eat it. I understand completely. Absolutely.
Right. The kitchen, right, yeah.
Right, exactly. Like now. Moving forward, we also have Sewing Machine Day. That's almost something of the past because actually you could probably hashtag or tweet and then your sewing project has been completed. I'm being a bit facetious, but everything has gone to the new technological age, as into, hey, who sews, who types anymore? Who even picks up the phone and call? What is that? Who does that? Really?
They just look at it like it's weird. What is that crazy looking old thing right there? It's called a telephone. Oh, okay.
Right. I have a story to share before I continue on. I was in a public government official building, and a young lady between, I guess, 19 and 21 said, Miss, can you show me how to do this? My back was turned. As I turned back around, she was asking for the assistance of how to operate a rotary, coin phone or public phone or what have you. She didn't know how to operate it, where the money went or any of that. I said, okay.
Was she sweating bullets when she answered?
No, I don't know if they were bullets or if they were just miniature, you know, sweat tears, but she was very, very serious in all caps of asking, ma'am, can you help me because I don't know how to do this. So, you know, being the person that I am, yes, I was able, ready, and able to assist. And she made her phone call. Moving forward. All right.
Wow.
Today is also Career Nurse Assistance Day. Shout out to all the nurse assistants. We couldn't get it done without you. So congratulations and thank you all in one breath, in all caps, hashtag. Also, Queen's official birthday. Now, what queen are you talking about? Are you talking about Queen Bee? Are you talking about a specific governmental official queen? Nonetheless, I'm a queen, so today's my day, and thank you. Please and thank you in all caps.
Your day. You can have that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Tomorrow, 14 June 2013, is a very, very, very prestigious day. Tomorrow is Flag Day. So all of those military personnel, we salute you. We salute this country, America the Beautiful, for all of our international constituencies. We thank you for tuning in and for your support. But I have to beg to differ. America is the best country that has been ever made in all caps. All right? So Flag Day tomorrow, National Hollering Contest Day. Now, I don't know the ins and outs and particulars for that, but I guess when people say holla, I mean, I guess they mean literally. Yeah, don't let everyone comment at once, okay?
Holla!
So tomorrow is National Holla Day, exactly. On three, all together. One, two, three. Holla!
Holla!
Yeah. Holla! Contest Day. So who's the winner? You judge. You judge. Let us know on Facebook or 718-766-4553. Who's the winner of the Holla Contest Day? That's tomorrow. All right, by way of birthdays, ladies and gentlemen, of the D-Hour Show, Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, today is the 13th. Listen, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's birthday. Well, happy birthday. And they were the twins that appeared on Full House, yes, back in the day. And they are also the proprietors of, get this, some purses that run between 3,500 and in the thousands that have little particles of pills. And they had a purse to sell at an auction for close to $50-something-odd, $1,000 sale. And some of the proceeds, of course, went towards the cause. But who does that? Makes a purse, put prescription drugs on it, and it sells for over $50,000. You all know something more than Full House. It's partly empty, if you ask me.
All I know is there's some rich crackheads out there. That's all I know. I mean, that's, you know.
Yes. Yes.
All I know.
And also, today is Tim Allen. Tim, the tool time man on, what's the name of that show? Home Improvement? Yes. Yes, Tim Allen's birthday is today, actor, comedian. So happy birthday on tomorrow, June 14th. We have Steffi Graf for those tennis enthusiasts such as myself. Love Steffi Graf. And also Boy George, representing the United Kingdom. We'd like to say happy birthday in advance to Boy George. Yes, come on, chameleon. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, and all of those hits of the 1980s, of course. You know, some interesting things, and I think we'll get more into greater detail. Remember Juneteenth is this month. Also, remembering Michael Joseph Jackson, who passed away on the 25th day of June 2009. That is going to be a very, very difficult day for me, because I am the biggest Michael Jackson fan ever lived. So I propose and make a proclamation that we celebrate, yes, Michael Jackson all month. It is also National Black Music Month. It is also quite a few other things, and throughout the show I'll be mentioning those. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back. Celebrity Thursdays, reporting live for the Fabulous News. And in your respective areas, please be safe. A lot of weather, hazardous situations are taking place, even in the Hampton Roads area right now. We had specifically in Norfolk, Virginia, over 2,600 people without electricity in one particular area. So be safe. Check on your elders, pets, children. Last day of school for today in Virginia. So definitely be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we love you, and you can't do anything about it. So back to you, D. Slate.
She said, we love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. There it
That's
is.
That's what I said.
Fabulous news. You better love us or leave us. I'm telling you. Look, two things I want to say. I'm pretty sure CK probably want to say some stuff about it. Two things I want to bring up. Ms. Fabulous, thank you for that incredible, fabulous news. Two points I want to bring up about that. She mentioned tomorrow being Flag Day. which is a great day, you know, especially for our military forces, you know, to represent them. Also, just a coincidence, it happens to be the National Theater release of the new hit movie Man of Steel is coming out tomorrow, Friday. The new Superman movie coming out on Flag Day. Superman, you better represent, brother. You better represent us well. Represent us well. I mean, I gotta put it out there. A lot of people don't know that that's my cousin. I'm the only brother from Krypton. A lot of people didn't know that. Yeah, I'm the only black man from Krypton.
Wow.
People didn't know that. I gotta put it out there though. Yeah, I gotta put it out there.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I do apologize, and that's to my boss. Respectfully, I've negated to include Tamari. Tamari. That's a new word. Google that. But Tamari is also the Army's birthday. Hoorah to all of those military soldiers.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Family Histories Day, and also it is pause for the Pledge Day. Remember the Pledge of Allegiance? Yeah, so allegiance to your flag. And National Bourbon Day, and Work at Home Father's Day. Yeah. So all the fathers, I can't give you permission to work at home, but, hey, if you're working and you got a home to go to, hey, it's just the same. So I negated to include those. I found some more resources. But back to you, D-Slate. I apologize.
It's just the same. And, again, I'm telling you, people, y'all don't understand. I have a phenomenal radio family. I have a phenomenal team. And I also want to say, yes, if you would like to send some shout-outs to any fathers out there or any dads out there, your dad or just any fathers or dads out there, if you want to send a shout-out to them for Father's Day, call in. 718-766-4553, definitely. If you want to do that, we will accept that as well. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, for that week of the 25th, the D-Hour Radio Network is going to represent Michael Jackson well, and we will be bumping some of his favorite hits definitely throughout this month, but as well as that week of the anniversary of his death, we definitely will be representing Michael well, because nobody will ever be that great of an entertainer, at least right now, like Michael Jackson. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of incredible celebrity artists out there, but nobody comes close to my man Michael. So we will represent him well. With that being said, I mentioned something earlier, okay? We were talking about some issues and some problems that's going on with Kimye. And people are like, "Do you say who is Kimye? Is that another made up African American name?" No, it's Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Kimye. That's what we like to call them for short. Apparently there's some trouble in paradise going on with Kimye right now. I guess apparently a young Canadian model has come out and said that she has been having an affair with Kanye West. It was off and on, and she also stated that she has slept with Kanye during Kim Kardashian's pregnancy. Now, that's all said and done, and that's the gist of the rumor or whatever's going on right now. There are pictures of her are online. If you would like to see it, definitely search that Kanye West affair. But the thing that grabs me, the thing that I find really shady about it all, the thing that I find really interesting, is the fact that this Canadian model looks really, really similar to Kim Kardashian. She looks really similar to Kim Kardashian. What is it about Kim Kardashian? Reggie Bush's fiance looks kind of like Kim Kardashian. This Canadian model that claims she's cheated with Kanye kind of looks like Kim Kardashian.
Thoughts, my people?
Yeah. People didn't hear what I said. People didn't hear what I said. She kind of looks like Kim Kardashian. Yeah, see?
But she's not you.
Thoughts, my family?
I'm looking at the pictures right now. Wow.
Yeah.
She looks like Kim Kardashian. Wow. I wonder if she have a tape out.
Hey.
We need to call Rachel.
And it's crazy because, you know, if people's like, well, no, it's probably just a room. I mean, I'm just throwing out there the similarity of the fact of how she kind of looks like Kim Kardashian. You know, and it's like I said, the same thing with Reggie Bush. I mean, his fiance looks kind of like Kim Kardashian. I just find that a coincidence.
I wonder what she done model on Gray J's new CD.
Hey.
Instead of Kim Kardashian.
I hit it first.
Wow.
Hey. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's similarities.
Yeah.
I think it's called free press and free publicity, and I think why have an imposter when you can have the actual thing? I really just think that a lot of times we submerge ourselves in unnecessary water and we drown ourselves in these thoughts of woulda, coulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, and I just think that whatever it is that they're doing, they need to make certain that they're very, very careful because a lot of people are not strong-minded to be able to subdue their own thoughts. They really feed into the life of these celebrities because, you know, today's Celebrity Thursday, and the reality of it is that, you know, they may be playing us all so and having lunch together or, hey, the proposed models or persons of interest may be the godparents of their soon-to-be-born child. I don't know, but, you know, I really, really hope the best for Kanye and, you know, Kim or Kimmy or whatever they want to coin the term. I just think it's free publicity, and at some point, when does it stop? Hopefully before the child is born. Yeah.
So I just want to know when the child is born, is the child going to have the last name Kardashian West, or is it going to be Kardashian, or is it going to be West? I mean, I'm gonna have to keep tuned with that, you know. I need to know.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Just putting both of the names together to me sounds like some GPS driving directions. That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, West Kardashian West. I mean, it sounds like driving directions to me.
Sounds expensive.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
At least that child will be able to get a job.
I mean, just think of the names. It sounds like you're listening to your GPA. You're going west on Kardashian. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, it sounds like some GPA driving directions.
Right.
Hopefully they won't give their daughter some crazy out there name. You know, let's keep it simple, people. Let's not give them something real crazy. And they may just call their daughter Kimye. You never know.
Or Navy Black. Or Blue.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. I can see.
How about Violet? You know, what about Violet? You know, turquoise. I don't know, something crazy like that. Aqua. You know, maybe that's
what
about
the names like Amy and Jennifer and Jennifer and Elizabeth.
Aqua Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see the interview. I can see the job interview now for that child. Well, Mr. or Mrs. Kardashian West, I see that you're here. Your parents are Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Wow. You know, you got a pretty big background. And what was your first name again? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know how they're going to work that out. That's just kind of, I'm not sure.
Work it out some kind of way. Work it out some kind
work it out.
Of way. Work it out.
Yeah.
You
never know. He might name it after one of his songs. You know, A Little Light Down, you know, I'm not sure.
I'm going to say this. We definitely got some other crazy things to talk about. I definitely got to bring up this whole situation, what's going on with some of these restaurants, these fast food chains. These people is losing their minds, and I guarantee if they don't get these employees in check, it's going to be a lot of home cooking going on in a lot of homes and houses if they keep doing things like this. But we'll talk about that when we come back. And many, many other things. CK will be giving us the music theory tonight. Yes, it's going down tonight, Celebrity Thursday. We're still waiting for the brothers to call in. It looks like we might not get a chance to talk to them just because of the severe weather that's going on in Atlanta right now. But, again, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to them tonight. But if not, we'll definitely get a chance to talk to them at a later time, maybe possibly next Thursday as well. But for right now, we got hits. We got music we got to play. We got to keep it popping. We got to keep it going down right here on the network. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK, we got some music for you. It's my girl Nicole Ray featuring Missy Elliott. She's going to make it hot for us right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Let's go.
Virginia!
But anyway, you can catch me any day, sipping in the state, and my peace get plenty eight. So many ways to see that I hold this door. Cats faked it, I made it, I told you so. Mocha latte, kiss, we no play, stress free, sexy, and my ego babe. You know it's a pity that y'all look like idiots. Yo, boo, let me know when I should rip this cat.
Timberland, like Puff with no legs. Wait, hold up. minority nation. I see you filter with t-shirts on a newer note. It takes two to tote. Let's share some hookah smoke. See you winking, wanna clutch it, watch me kiss. I love the figure. Let me touch it while you tweet on Twitter. It's the perfect party with a pinch of passion. Pass a pint of potion. Perfect ass and fashion. My selection's confession. My obsession is affection. Affection, sex, sex. Lordy, it's the perfect party. Plus sizes, belly flopping, tan lotion, bacon, those you take it. Who can hate it? Get a spring breaking, naked shaking. Sexy mama homage, sexy mama finer. The diner's honor, getting brain like college knowledge. Work the jerk out, I work your skirt out. Stretch your thighs, let's exercise. I show the perfect workout. The thongs are strong, can't see where they beat up. Heat up teeny bikini, tight like ballet teacher. Love you, the denim, especially when you're in them. The little naughty boys love when it's dope. I go out, believe. Let's do it right under a blanket on the balcony. I don't smoke the pokers. This is Kush focus. With a view of the ocean, let's toast to mimosa. If you understand the underworld, let me tell you, girl, we gotta do it all.
Naughty, it's the perfect party, 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 party major. It's the D-Hour Radio Network, and we get in the world cause we all over the world. Back again, D-Hour Radio Network, getting it in, playing the hits, baby. You already know how we do. That's Naughty by Nature's new single featuring Joe Perfect Party. Getting it in like that, Naughty doing what they do best, making them hits like that. And then before that, you heard my girl Nicole Ray featuring Missy Elliott, Make It Hot, playing the singles like that, playing the hits like that on Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it. D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK, we in the building. Getting it in once again on the D-Hour Radio Network. Happy anniversary to the D-Hour Radio Network. You got to tune in to us every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're going to be talking about. You never know what's going down. You just got to tune in. Absolutely. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a keen mind, if your intelligence sometimes get the best of you, and certain topics and certain subjects get thrown out there, but when we're dealing with radio right now, you know, the main topic that tends to come up all the time is music. And having the scientific minds that we here at the DL Radio Network tend to have sometimes we like to hypothesize, theorize on many things that's going on in music and entertainment. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, It's time for Professor CK with his music theory.
Thank you, D-Slade. I appreciate the intro very much. And I would like to say happy anniversary to the D-Hours Radio Network. It has been an honor and a pleasure to work with each and every one of you. Now, on with music therapy, also in the theory, sort of sense, I just want to make it clear that for Black History Music, Lens Black Music Month, I just want to make it clear that three songs that are TV theme songs are part of our Black Music Month in June. That is the Jefferson theme song, Moving On Up. That is Good Times, Hanging in a Chow Line, Good Times. Also, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And also, as an honorable mention, to be included, Sanford and Son. With that said, those are part of Black Music Month, as part of Black music history, that is part of Black culture. Now, on with the news. I came on about this article I wrote today. It read it is talking about Michael Jackson's ghost makes a surprise cameo in trial. Really?
Oh, my
God. The King of Pop's appearance? Okay. Reading here says the Jackson family suit against AEB Live just keeps getting stranger and stranger. Yesterday, testimony from the spirit of Michael Jackson entered into the case, while the attorney of AEG called the company's CEO, Randy Phillips, to stand to testify that Jackson's ghost admitted he accidentally killed himself, reported by the New York Post. During his testimony, Phillips said that he talked to his longtime friend Brenda Ritchie, ex-wife of singer Lionel Ritchie, who claimed that she talked to a medium who had channeled the spirit of Jackson after he died in 2009. During the paranormal conversation, Jackson's ghost cleared that Dr. Conrad Murray declared him of any responsibility for his death. In quote, Brenda called me to tell me that she was in communication with Michael either through a medium or directly, Phillips said. She said Michael told her that it wasn't Dr. Murray's fault. Now, some of the courtroom laughed during this testimony reported by the Post. Meanwhile, an attorney for the Jackson family objected, calling this testimony triple hearsay. Phillips was discussing that chat that he had with Ritchie, who talked to a medium who channeled Jackson's ghost, who iterated Murray. However, to the surprise of many, L.A. County Superior Court Judge Yvette Palouzos also allowed Phillips' comments to remain in the case. The Jackson is suing AEG Live, insisting the concert promoters knew Jackson was sick, but did nothing to help him because canceling his scheduled concert would have cost them millions. AEG claims Murray alone was responsible for the overdose that killed Jackson, and that they were completely unaware that Jackson was mentally or physically ill. Personally, I say about that, you know, I don't know where this is coming from. I mean, Michael Jackson's ghost appeared in court, right? So he moonwalked through the doors, and he just saying, "Well, it was accidental, and it wasn't Dr. Conrad Murray's fault." Really? Come on now. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it. These late Miss Hammond, what do you all think about this?
I want to say they don't really care about us. And in the words of Michael Jackson, leave me alone. Also, they don't know their ABCs. Dirty Diana cannot be the PYT to understand that all of this is bad, so beat it. And nonetheless, he is the greatest dancing machine of all time. We are the world. Let Michael Jackson, RIP, rest in paradise.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
she put it in such sweet words. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Is the only thing I can say is to the Jackson family, I got to be there, you know, and you know, I mean, if you can't find Billie Jean, just let me know, you know, and I'll see what I can do to talk to the man in the mirror. And if I can't find him, it might make me a little upset. I might go Thriller on him. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. But, you know.
Right,
because
I want to be starting something. Right.
They can say, you want to be starting something, D-Slay. I'm going to let them know, no, I don't want to be starting anything. I just want you people to remember the time.
Right.
So,
it's human nature to want to be starting something. But
exactly.
Just please allow him to just be, you know, the young man that he was in spirit, the great person that he is in remembrance, and the humanitarian, the philanthropist that he will always be. People negate to, you know, to mention those things. However, they always seem to bring out the emphatical things, the things that make the least amount of sense, and all the things that he did not do. Definitely my prayers will continue for his daughter, you know, Paris Jackson, with her suicide attempt. It's a lot of stress on those two children, you know, regardless if they say Michael Jackson is in fact the father, he's not the father, you know, Debbie Rowe, the mother, not the mother. All of that stuff is just pointless, you know. Again, we have to embrace the situation. If you're a true fan such as myself, I'm devastated. You know, I would never be the same since June the 25th, 2009. We lost a great, great, great impact on black music as we know it. And just coincidentally, you know, he passed in the month of Black Music Month. So I am just saddened by it, and it will be something that will, you know, impact me personally for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Moving on into the segment, very thank you very much for both, for the touching words. Has been brought to my attention about a lot of the violence that's been attending in this country. Recently in St. Louis, we had 13 slayings, along with a few extra that happened recently this week, and along with the added on to the slayings and the murders in Chicago. And I'm just tired. I'm literally tired of all the violence going on. Mothers are dying. Children are coming up missing and dying. I also read about the young lady who was, her car was brought up from the, in New Orleans, out of the, how do you pronounce it, Bayou? And she was a 24-year-old teacher there. My heart goes out to her family, as well as many other families who have lost loved ones to the whole thing of gun violence and going back to the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre and the young lady who was found in her trunk, you know, who had a baby who was left in the hallway here in St. Louis. And just my heart is just so sad. And we really need healing in this world. And I don't know where else we can pray about it, and it's really, really it's just sad. I don't know what else to say because of the fact that we're losing babies who could be presidents, governors, senators, lawyers, teachers, mothers and fathers. Yeah. And we're losing innocent mothers who need to raise these children. We're losing fathers that are raising these. They need to help raise their children. I had a friend who recently lost her boyfriend as of Monday, who was slain. And in this whole thing is just getting out of hand. Gun control really has to be done about this. I know that the president has been going back and forth with Congress with everything going on with this. I know that it's a problem. So, and he's just one man that can only do so much. And I understand that when you're president, you have your term in office, you got so much that you can do. and so much that you can't do. And when you put something out there, Congress pushes your shit back. They're not agreeing with you. So I totally understand that. And, you know, a lot of Americans doesn't understand that the role that President Obama plays. And, you know, he's not going to be just supportive of one race. He's not going to be supportive of it. He's responsible for every race in this country. And so the violence is going on. We have to take it amongst ourselves to try to make these changes. We have to go into these neighborhoods. We're going to have to help these children. You know, it takes a whole village to raise a child, from what I've been told. So to hear all these different slayings and murders, my heart is just heavy. You know, Michael Jackson was one of the people that loved the children. He wanted to heal the world. And we as this generation and the generation that's under us, we have to continue that determination to keep healing the world, because if we don't, there's gonna be a lot of self destruction going on. And so I picked out a very special song in music history, since it's Black Music Month, and I wanted to give this as a tribute to the war against violence. And it's happened, I want to say 25 years ago, and here we are 25 years later, and the whole thing is still going on. Violence has been going on since the beginning of time, but it has to stop. It has to be some medium. It has to slow down. Something has to give. Can we have unity? So I wanted to do the play, the track, the song that I really love the most was Self Destruction. Mm. And D-Slink, I hope you can put your magic into this whole subject for me and play the song beautifully.
Absolutely, young brother CK. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I feel what CK is talking about, and it definitely touches my heart, this particular subject, because I wholeheartedly agree with him. The violence is getting really out of control, especially in so many different states, in the East and in the Midwest. It's really getting out of control, and we're losing a lot of babies and kids and young adults, man, and it's getting out of hand. And they spoke on this some 20 odd years ago, and they were trying to stop it then from getting out of control, and it's getting back out of control again. And we need to bring this topic up again and start working on fixing all the nonsense and all the ridiculous violence that's going on in our country right now. So from my man CK, you know, my sister Miss Fabulous, and everybody that's listening right now, here you go right here. Stop the Violence Movement, Self-Destruction. Let's go.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the midst. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, and we don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife. That's because he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, because that's self-destruction.
gotta go. Cause you can do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way. Far from your family, cause you're locked away. Now tell me, do you really think crime pays? Hanging on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. Rappers will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down a road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. The Hour Radio Network, D. Slate in the building. That right there was our tribute to all of the violence that's going on in the country now. Definitely the Stop the Violence movement was big back in the late 80s, early 90s. It was definitely big, and we're bringing it back in full effect. And I want to say this, in music today, you don't hear positive music like that anymore. And I'm really hoping that and you know, a lot of the music, the new music artists will wake up. I really do hope that they'll wake up and you know, see that type of music that was being put out during that, I like to call it the golden age of music, that how much of an impact that it had on us. And I'm hoping that they'll, you know, some of the new artists will come together to create, you know, another incredible song like that to inspire and to help bring people together on something real, you know, like, you know, a lot of the violence that's going on in our country right now. So hopefully that they can put together something real like that and try to inspire, you know, people to step up. With that being said, you know, and props to my brother CK for giving us another great music theory segment. Definitely, CK, that was very inspiring.
Thank you.
But I want to say this real quick before I debut Pharrell's new single, "Can't Leave You Alone." Like I said before, it looks like we won't get an opportunity to talk with them tonight because of the severe weather, thunderstorms and tornado warnings and blackouts and everything that's going on in Atlanta right now. We're definitely praying for everybody out there to be safe and you know, and get their power back on, and hopefully there's not a lot of damage going on with this severe weather they're having out there. But again, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to talk to the Brothers of Soul for real next week on Celebrity Thursday. But, you know, with that being said, I want to bring up the fact that if you are a business, if you have a business, if you have a website and you like to advertise on our network, all you have to do is email us, thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. Right now, I want to take this opportunity to debut Soul for Real's new single, "Can't Leave You Alone," as well as a couple of other hits during this what I like to call hit break right here on the D Hour Radio Network. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK getting it in. It's Soul for Real and a new single, "Can't Leave You Alone." Let's go.
Let's go.
Again.
I did this one just to remind you of the best sounds of music.
All I could do is dance, all I could do is sing. All I could do is love, it's best kind of love. All I can do is think about you and now I'm
Oh.
Yeah.
Except for the time standing now.
Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding. Don't let them waste no time. Let's get it girl, cause tonight is ours.
Yeah. Why you walking, everybody watching you closely? Hitting them high notes, nothing about you low key. Just let it register, body is unreal. Was animated like Jessica Rabbit, a cartoon. Wanna stab like a harpoon. These dudes just ride a club and desert your body like an oasis. The thirst is so real, you can see it all in their faces. Especially when you drop it low. Baby, you gotta know. Girl, you be killing them, filling them with no kind of hope. Dude on the block like he's selling dope. Out of shoes and watch you tell he broke. Don't stop with the lies he's telling folks. You can't see with a telescope. Celebrating, holding glasses up like Sarah Palin knows. Loving in a glove and a telescope, but you hate that your hair gotta smell like smoke. They ask you what is the info. Niggas try to fix the prices, never dealt with it before. You ain't got to lick a life. Still you down to live your life. And dude is down to split the slice of pie. You like to master act to fly till you hit it right. Hey, you girl with the tight up skirt in the back of the club when they light up her. Known to drop it like a stripper with her night off work. They make it rain and you stuff them dollars right in your purse.
From your hips to your thighs, except for the time standing now.
Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding. So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
You just looking for somebody who can fill in the spot, fill in the blank, yeah. Shorty, you been sipping a lot, fill in the drink as it seeps to your head. You erase your regrets. Throw another shot back as you race to forget. Yeah, the night just started. We both parted from ex-love. Sleep won't make you forget him, baby, but sex does. Swear you ain't looking for no one-night stand, but you prepared to risk it all for that one right man. That's me. Let's have a toast to your future. I know you want to. Leave your ex in the past. Don't let him haunt you. The last argument was World War III, but follow me. I introduce you to that bourgeoisie. Talk is cheap. Welcome to the All That Show. You be my Bridget Bardot. I be your Serge Gainsbourg. Give you what you came for. Let me get that car dough. Have you ever made love in the Lambo Gallardo? From your hips to your thighs, except for the time standing now.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is on. Yeah, yeah. Happiness.
just don't stick around. Build you up and let you down, but I'm not one of those.
And you know the answer is yes when you're listening to the Diablo Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous CK, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. That was my man Music Soul Child with Yes. Before that was Talib Kweli featuring Ryan Leslie with Outstanding. And then you heard in the beginning was our world premiere of Soul Pharrell's new single, Can't Leave You Alone. Right here on the DIY Radio Network. I wanted to talk about, you know, especially to my peeps, I wanted to talk about, a little issue that I brought up earlier. You know, pictures and, you know, some of these social networking sites can really get people in trouble. I don't know what people have been thinking about. I don't know if it's just a scam. I don't know what's going on. But clearly, Wendy's and Taco Bell and other franchises like that, you know, they're not laughing. And the first incident I saw was not too long ago was a picture that was posted of a young man working at Taco Bell with a stack of hard shell tacos in his hand, and he was licking the stack of tacos, and a picture was posted, and Taco Bell was outraged about it. The latest, and I'm kind of upset that it was a brother that was involved in this, and I need to call up Spike Lee and some of my people from the Drop Squad, so we can go holler at his brother and talk to him. But I
Wait,
just want to say that exactly holler. But I just want to say that there was a picture posted today. It's all over the internet. It went viral of a Wendy's employee, a young brother, with his mouth over the Frosty machine, and he's turning on the Frosty machine and letting it go into his mouth. He's putting his mouth over the Frosty machine, and he's squirting Frosty all up in his mouth on the machine. First of all, ain't nobody going to want no damn Frosty no more after that. And I'm just saying that Wendy's is definitely outraged, and they're definitely taking matters into their hands and dealing with it. But again, if these pics are real and if they're getting put out there, I don't understand. Unless these dudes or these employees was getting ready to quit and they didn't work, they didn't want to work there anymore, or unless they just did that to get their 15 minutes of fame, all I know is you done sickened quite a few people. Nobody wants, there's a few people now that don't want Taco Bell no more because of that. Now it's people that don't want to eat at Wendy's because of that. So the franchises, they're a little bit upset about that. And I think, you know, as a franchise owner of any of these restaurants or businesses, get your employees in check before the next picture of something sick and disgusting is being put out there and it affects McDonald's or it affects Subway or whoever the case may be. I don't know what's going on, but you can best believe ain't no way in hell I'm going to be eating hard shell tacos or Frosties anymore.
Wow.
My thoughts, yeah. Your thoughts, my people, your thoughts.
Ms. Fabulous, do you want to take a stab at this first?
Well, thank you so very much for letting the lady of the D-Hour Show Radio Network go. In all seriousness, with this being a germ-phobe, litigious type of society in which we, you know, live in and work amongst, this is not the time that you want to have that type of exposure. All news is not good news, and all pictorial or editorial or advertisement is not the best. You know, there are variations, as you mentioned, D-Slate, about, you know, corporations or franchisees, and those names are going to be plastered throughout our memory forever. You know, because, again, it doesn't give specific Wendy's. It just says a Wendy's employee. It doesn't give specific Taco Bell's employee. So, you know, we have to be cognizant to understand what you may do in fairness or, you know, in playful mannerism and so forth may be disadvantageous for major conglomerate companies and consumers such as you and I not wanting to support them any longer because of this buffoonery. The other factor is that, too, you know, again, everyone's competing for your dollars, your hard-earned dollars, you know, and as consumers, you know, especially here in the United States, we have the right to pick and choose as into where we want to eat, what time we want to eat, how we want to eat, with whom we want to eat, and so forth. So you're really, really making it bad, people, when you do things like this for others to be able to obtain employment. It's going to be a lot harder in regards to that. And B, the other factor of monies, let's say, plural, dollars being lost, because no one wants to put themselves at risk or their families or being subjected to any type of airborne diseases. You know, and last but not least, you're just making an idiot out of yourself by doing such foolishness. I'm outraged. I'm outraged. I already don't want to eat out because, you know, people, they are forced to work to support their families, and they have common colds, and they're sick and so forth around this time of year. So, therefore, they still have to do what? Serve the food, even in their illness or sickness. So, you know, this being done is adding injury to insult, and I'm just outraged. I think it's ridiculous, and it's poor taste, and they definitely need to be reprimanded.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. Amen. All right. I just looked at both pictures. Yeah, it's very sad to see the brother on his knees under the frosting machine, you know. It scares the hell out of me now. It makes you wonder, do I still want to go there, or do I just go somewhere else, you know? And that's truly, truly disrespectful in that business. As far as I've seen the Taco Bell guy, I mean, I don't know where their mouths have been, and that's really sickening, you know? And it makes you like, do I still want to go there? I'm wondering now, will the drive-through line still be long at 11 o'clock at night when everybody's leaving the club and these are the last few places you can get some food at, you know? Recently, I had the new quarter pounder from McDonald's. And, you know, I love McDonald's because I was grew up to be a hamburger and french fries kid, like everybody else, you know, by the American dream, you know. But when you hire, here's my issue with that, you know, when you hire people of, I understand you giving them an equal opportunity, but please be mindful and careful of what you do, and especially when you're messing up on people's orders, as well as what you do. Now, both pictures, they look like they were young, like they were teenagers or young college students. I just hope that that was taken care of in a very subtle matter. I mean, yeah, it's really going to make a lot of people very, very, very skeptical about eating out. Because once you see Taco Bell and Wendy's, you're going to wonder about McDonald's, Burger King, Applebee's, Fridays, you know, different places, White Castle, Crystal, different places of the country. And you just have to be really, it was disgusting just looking at the young man on the Frosty machine. Come on now, I was looking forward to getting a Frosty recently. Now I'm kind of turned off by it. I don't know, they have to really be careful about who they hire and who they have as managers on that shift, because look what happened when you ain't doing proper management and you didn't hire the right people. Damn.
But can we really blame the managers? I mean, you're hired to do a job. This is not, you know, summer camp or vacation Bible school. You know, we're all legitimate, you know, teens, preteens, young adults and adults and seniors and persons with disabilities that are being given opportunities for employment, you know. And the advocacy, not to say play devil's advocate, because I don't play devil to any enemy or advocacy, but however, to play advocate, I would want to say this as my school of thought, you know, it's an individual decision with it being so hard to find employment. Why would you even put yourself in the position to be either, one, fired, or two, to be even sued? Because litigations may come. You know, I'm not trying to put any thoughts in anyone's head, but, you know, Wendy's and Taco Bell are subsidiaries of major conglomerates of Fortune 500 companies. Taco Bell is a subsidiary of Pepsi, along with, you know, Pizza Hut and so forth. And then that's the corporations, not to mention the franchises. People, come on, wake up, you know. So it's going to make it very, very arduous for others that are looking for employment. College is out, school is out, high school is out, and people want jobs. And it's going to be difficult because of the poor decision-making of these people who just want that 15 seconds of fame.
Exactly.
You know, first of all, I agree with you. I agree with my people. I agree with my family. I think that it's disgusting. And like I said, it deters people away from, you know, those particular restaurants, because as human beings, we think we have those images in the back of our heads, in the back of our minds. Mm-hmm. So when we go to these restaurants and we thinking about that, we're just like disgusted and like, oh, man, I'm not going there. But I'm going to tell you what I would do. In the sporting sense of the D-Hour Radio Network, if I was the manager of either one of those establishments, first of all, the young dude that licked the hard shell tacos, what I would have did was I would have shut down all the toilets inside the restroom except for one, and I would have put X-Lax in some of the food, and everybody that was going to the restroom, I would have them just, you know, having to use that one toilet. And then what I would do is that once, you know, it's coming down to the end of the shift and we need to clean up, I would send that employee that likes to lick tacos into the restroom, and I'd give him a toothbrush and make him clean the toilet up, that the one toilet that everybody had to use that just ate X-Lax in their food. I would do that to him with his own ass. And then the brother that did that dumb nonsense, first of all, I would call up Al Sharpton and Spike Lee and get the drop squad on you. And then also, for the brother that did that dumb nonsense, I would have to stick a double stack all up in his ass and then make him work a shift in the walk-in cooler for about 8 hours, sitting in the cooler, rearranging food inside the walk-in cooler for about 8 hours. Once you bring his dumb ass out, let's see how much you're gonna want to eat a Frosty after that.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about, Wendy's and Taco Bell. That's how I do it. So if you would like me to come through your establishment and take care of your silly employees, please call me up. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
But, you know, we're feeding in, you know, because they're getting the press that they want. I guarantee
exactly.
it. I put in a lot of money. They're going to be on these talk shows. They may even, you can even consider, let's do a reality show of the most, you know, funny or such and such and such. There's nothing funny about that. There's nothing entertaining about that.
We're
disseminating this information so you can be cognizant to understand when you and your family go out dining, you can make choices. We're not putting any particular food chain or conglomerate on blast. This information is made privy to anybody who wants to know it, first and foremost. So, you know, again, you know, exercise, you know, caution, and just common sense.
Right. Common sense. That's all I'm saying. Use common sense, people, when you're going to these restaurants and these fast food chains. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for D-Slate blowing the dust off. Blowing the dust off from double, old school double play. It's D-Slate's kind of dusty, I'm sorry. Blowing the dust off of them. Old school double play. D-Slate old school double play right now. Oh, I got a couple of good ones for you guys tonight. It's my brother Jeffrey Osborne and the beautiful Miss Karen White in D-Slate old school double play. Oh, you better not go nowhere because it's D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, and CK. Oh, it's real. We'll be back.
Flying high upon the wings of love. Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D Hour Radio Network. D Slate and my fam is in the building. And my peoples is in the building. CK Miss Fabulous playing the hits. That was D Slate blowing the dust off his old school double play. Jeffrey Osborne on the Wings of Love. The beautiful Miss Karen White with Superwoman. R&B classics. Classic music for Black Music Month. Getting you guys that type of music on the and Black Music Month and the anniversary month of the DR Radio Network. 3 years strong. 3 years going strong and 3 years of incredible interviews and music. And we got more to come in the near future. Keep tuning into the DR Radio Network. And you just never know how it's going to go down Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for the night?
Absolutely. I am so emphatically excited about all that's going to be coming. What a wonderful, wonderful 3 years, even though I've been with the DIY Show Radio Network maybe a little bit over a year, but I'm telling you, it has been life-changing, the experience. D-Slate, to you publicly, I just want to say thank you and allowance as owner, operator, producer, host of your own radio network. You're very successful as into what you do. And thank you for giving the audiences and personality hosts such as myself, as well as of the I Got Something to Say radio show, a platform for us to be able to, one, be ourselves, two, to be able to have relatable information, and to make the difference in others' lives. And that's what it's all about. Secondly, I would like to say, you know, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, mentors, just people of a male influence that have made a difference in the lives of people. I want to say in memory of my father, next month will be 2 years since the passing of my father. He was an exceptional man, and everyone that knew him, he made a lasting impression. So rest in peace to my father, MacArthur Shell. You're truly missed, but your spirit and your legacy lives on in my heart and my family's hearts. Also, I have the ability and the honor to work on two amazing projects. I am directing, but we will be going up on the play Tailor Made. It's coming to Virginia June the 23rd, next week, next Sunday. So if you're in the immediate Hampton Roads area, come out and check out the play. It's written by LaMeika Williams and Patricia Kendalls, and directed by yours truly, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. Amazing, amazing script, and I'm very talented and gifted. Hopefully, we'll have the opportunity to interview the cast, and stay tuned for your chance to win tickets. And last but not least, last week, I had the opportunity to be in NYC, New York, for a casting call for the upcoming movie, Employee of the Year, written by Charles Farmer. Shout out to all those who are on the trip. And I do want to say this, who is your leader? Who is the leader of this group? So it's an inside joke. We were in New York, and, you know, someone inquired about that. So we're looking forward to the casting call in Virginia. And we have a mystery city toss-up between Charlotte, as well as Atlanta. So stay tuned for information. If you want to audition, I'm going to try to post that information on my page. Tomorrow's Flag Day, Black Music Month, all through the month of June, Juneteenth. learn your history, know your legacy. You can't know where you're going until you know where you've been. And CK, my brother, it's been a pleasure working with you, and I'm just so, so happy to know you both, and just great things that are going to come out of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Salute.
CK, closing comments for the night.
Yes, I have my closing comments. It has been a wonderful night. We had a great time. We got into some deep conversation. I too want to say happy anniversary to the D-Hour Radio Network. D-Flip, you have built an empire for yourself with such wonderful people such as Miss Fabulous, myself, Elio, Ray, you know, a lot of wonderful people. I just want to include that I will have upcoming shows in the San Luis area for those who are listening. I will keep informed. Listeners, Fabulous, I wish that I could be there to see Taylor Made, because I know that it's going to be a smash hit. I just know. If you do, please take it on the road. Basically, I need you to go to Paramount and tell them you're taking over. Seriously.
Yes.
We have movies to make.
I have to say, Professor CK, your scholarly knowledge just makes my brain scream.
Yeah.
It makes my brain just scream.
Can I say one other thing real quick? I'm just learning online for one of our, you know, persons that was on our show, and she's like a sister to us. I want to say happy birthday to Kanya Doss, singer and philanthropist, one of our homegirls of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. She's an excellent artist, and we love her to life. And some of her music is going to be integrated into the upcoming movie, Employee of the Year. And that was made possible because of her interview on Where? The D-Hour Show Radio Network. So once again, happy birthday, Kanya Doss.
Happy birthday, Kanya Doss. And definitely many, many more. And again, happy anniversary to the D-Hour Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. We will continue to keep giving you guys some great shows and great radio. Again, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk to the Brothers of Soul for real because of what's going on in the severe weather in Atlanta right now. But hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to them next week. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, all supporters and listeners of the network, the D-Team. Keep tuning in. Keep being safe. Be safe out there. All the fathers out there, happy Father's Day to you. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Please, Superman fans, go check out Superman tonight and tomorrow, and definitely let me know what you think about it. I think it's going to be a hit. So you get out there and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the weekend coming up. Please be safe tonight. We will see you guys on Indie Up Saturday, and it goes down as usual. Be blessed. Be safe. Have fun. We'll see you guys next time.
Happy Father's Day, D-Slate CK.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, Miss Fabulous, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day, CK, to you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Miss Fabulous. Good night, Happy down, boy.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.
just to